I can say that I knew that from the very beginning that Mark Steele was the real deal. And yeah, Mark Steele is our guest, but also he's publishing. Yeah, so welcome, Mark Steele.
God bless you, Dolores. Well, that was nice, wasn't it? What's happened to the weather? Oh, eh? Global warming? What's all that nonsense about?
Chemtrails.
Yes, chemtrails either. Well, yes, they weren't there. Stratospheric aerosol injection, just to give them that proper name. Amazing, isn't it? People don't look up enough to see what's going on. Pretty bizarre to me. I mean, I'm going mad about it. I've got some nice rosemary in my back garden. They've nearly killed it. Now, you know how hardy rosemary is. Yes. I love it on me lamb. Yeah, so if there's any vegetarians out there, sorry. But I do like it on me lamb, and unfortunately, they've basically destroyed it. You'll see a lot of farmers, you know, we're talking about, you know, producing food, etc. These bastards, if we don't stop them, believe us, are going to do some major issues. Now, I'm going to go through some very, very worrisome stuff. Before we get there, I want to tell you, we win. Yes. Yes. We win. Manifest our win. Don't be cowed by these Satanist cult members, right? Don't be cowed by them. It does sound bad, but I'll tell you what, we'll have a bit of a laugh. When I go through this, you will get a bit of a shock. So here we'll start. 15-minute cities, yeah? So we've got this geofence type technology, digital prison. That's what it is. They'll tell you it's something different, but I can tell you now, I know exactly what it is. All part of sustainability. You know, they keep putting out these words, sustainable this, sustainable that, sustainable. What does it really mean? Now, how do you convince a population to subdue them? Well, guess what? It was a psychological operation. All part of, you know, this climate emergency, climate, energy, health, blah, 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 blah. Basically, a total psyop to take away your independence and freedom. So why would they want to take away your independence and freedom? They're planning something very, very nefarious, right? So we've got, you know, control of currency issues, etc. So here we have the main actors, right? So you've got the British government on the left there. You'll see 18 boxes. 666. Right? There's 18 boxes. The one on the left, World Economic Forum. So how come the British government, Cabinet Office, so how come you get the British government and they're using all the World Economic Forum logos? There's had to be a deal there. I know about intellectual property, copyright, etc. Somebody somewhere in the British government are using the World Economic Forum's logos. Why? You know, we're talking about Brexit, right? About the European Union getting too much power. And now you've got your government agencies, and these, there's several of them, all littered with that Build Back Better nonsense. Well, I don't see anything getting better. Is anybody seeing anything getting better? I just see things getting worse, significantly worse on your high streets, your jobs, everything's getting worse. That's what this 666 means. Build Back Better, they dropped that one, didn't like that one, did it? Because everybody worked out that the B's were sixes. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. What's all this numerology these cult members keep using? All a bit bizarre, isn't it? So let's see how they drove this particular psyop, right? Climate change. Gaslight the population. Obviously, it's crap out there. They've been spraying, as we know, cloud seeding. So all engineered by the defence industry. That thing in the middle is an ionospheric radiator. If I had my little laser pointer here, it's a massive piece of hardware. It's a massive piece of hardware. You've got stratospheric aerosol injection. You've got wind turbines offshore putting water into the atmosphere. You've got SEI there, bottom left, like I said, give it its real name. And that's activated using ionospheric radiation. Now, people tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist. I know what a conspiracy is, and I know what a theory is, and a theory is substantiated by scientific fact. So when they call me a conspiracy theorist, wow, good. That's just an admission that I'm telling the truth. Yeah? So the fact is, all of the hardware's there. You've got the defense industry are telling you by 2025, they've got total control of the weather. So what's all this climate change? What's all this net zero? What's all this taking your car off you because there's something that may come out the back called carbon dioxide that they want to try and get down to zero? So it's a psyop, right? It's psychological warfare. These are weather weapons, right? Weather weapons. Now, when you deploy a weapon on the top of someone, what have you done? You've declared war. We've had a war declared on us by globalists who've infiltrated. Klaus Schwab said it. He's entered them all, came up that back passage and entered them all, right? That he's actually said it, sneaked up that back passage, I should have said. Yeah? They'll have enjoyed it, by the way. They'll definitely enjoy it. I mean, you only have a look at Rishi Sunak. Did you see them in the summer when they had that summer shirts on? Him and Klaus and that idiot from Canada. Yeah? You seen the with that flowy shirt? I mean, if that doesn't give you a shiver, nothing would. Right? I shivered. Klaus was looking rather happy, but I could see Rishi. He's not a very big bloke, is he? Right? He obviously took a lot of punishment off Klaus. Sorry, mate. I just, you know, I can't help it. I just like taking the mick out of them. You know, it's the best way. The best way is to have a laugh about them. You know, didn't get too depressed because believers at the end of this, we're going to win and they must be absolutely caking it. You can see why they're doing like this, don't you? You can see why they spread all this disinformation about us on the internet. Anyway, here we have, obviously, stratospheric aerosol injection. That's the... That is the Council for Foreign Relations. Now, you know who Starmer, he's the Council for Foreign Relations. So they're all part of this globalist plan. And I admit about the stratospheric aerosol injection. Here we have your local media. You can see the temperatures where they're gaslighting the population. It's amazing how you just change the colour of something and then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? You think it's warmer. Do you think if we painted this tent red, we'd get a bit warmer? Oh no, love, you're sitting here with coats. Think about it. You're all sitting here with your woolly hats on and your coats. You know, we're all right the way through spring. Not happening, is it? So that gaslighting you, that's fraud. BBC fraud. It's a criminal offence because what they're doing, they're taking money off you to defraud you, whether it be your energy costs, etc. Now, I'm going to show you something. This tree, if we can get these to play it, I hope so. Right, now this tree, as you'll see, the leaves are still on it. It's burning from the inside out. Right? Now that, to me, immediately, directional weaponry, okay? So they use directional weaponry, they're burning the tree from the inside out, the leaves are perfectly all right on the outside. How does that happen? Now this was in Greece, remember the Greece thing when they said the temperature had went up and everybody was being really ill, not very good, because the temperature through the roof, believers, is not good. When I spray that much electromagnetic radiation into an environment, believers, you'll not be very well. So there we have proof positive that they're using directional equipment on the general population. Now here we have C40 cities, right? So we've got a C40 city agenda, and we have the 4G LTE. Now 4G LTE was what I call 5G light. The antenna design had the capability to increase temperature, okay, in your cities, but marginally. If you look at the deployment of 5G on the bottom right hand side, you'll see there's a major temperature increase. At the same time, your local council switched on 5G in 2019, I mean, we were a little bit early. We were at Testbed, at Gateshead. In other places, Bristol, there's a few around the country. There's a lot of test beds. But the main switch on 219, and your local councillors called a climate emergency because they were seeing that they were seeing a 1.5 to 2 degree centigrade increase in your cities. Wow, I wonder why. Do they not know what microwaves do? Are they a bit dim? Have they not got one in that kitchen to cook their food? So if you blanket cover a cityscape with that type of radiation, you're going to see a temperature increase, all right? And that's when they called this this climate emergency. Now, it's an offence, right? Public Health Control of Disease Act, right? Radiation is a pollutant, it's an environmental pollutant. And you're protected from that pollutant. There's a number of different laws. Fence Against Persons Act, Social Care Act 2012. So basically they're breaking the law. So they've polluted your environment, increased the temperature to gaslight you, right? Now there's a temperature, because believe us, it will get hot in cities. They've got enough equipment, they've got enough radiation there to make it extremely problematic going forward, okay? So this is one of the things where if you go to your local authorities and you have a conversation with them, you can talk about microwave radiation. I talk about the threat to the general population and the fact, see, all your councils are being told they've got to reduce the temperature. That's why they're stopping bringing your car into towns. That's what the low emission zones are all about. So you can't drive your car because they're looking at a temperature increase, which they've already identified after they switch 5G on. It's all bizarre. Nobody is telling them. Now, the reason for that is because they didn't carry out an environmental impact analysis. If they had it done, they were following government guidance, and the guidance says, do not carry out an environmental impact analysis in relation to 5G. That's not the law. Guidance is not the law. So they're breaking the law to follow the guidance, if you see where I'm going. Yeah? So they're currently breaking the law. Here we have the global warming narrative. So you've got PVs there covered in snow, no electricity, right? You've got PVs at the bottom where they've been smashed to bits, multi-million pound toxic materials in an environment, in fields, right? Smashed to bits with hailstones, hundreds of millions of pounds being burnt through rushed type technologies, right? I'm an environmentalist. Right? I don't want to see all the birds, I don't want to see all the insects, I don't want to see them all dead. Right? But believers, you see this crap? Rush technology doesn't work, not a very good idea. And also, we've got council, I mean, we've got a council here paid £8 million for vans, they couldn't even charge them. Do you think if any of them got sacked? Do you think any of them got sacked? Probably what's happened, they got actually promoted, into a better better position. So we've got councils across the country basically going bankrupt. Now this one comes as a bit of a shocker to most people, right? Gas in 2008 was near $14 for a million BTU, right? As of last week it was 1.8. So it's about 8 times less than was in 2008. Who would have believed that? Who would have believed it? There's people dying in their homes, can't put their gas on. They can't afford it. They're getting them cut off because they can't afford it. And it's nearly 8 times less than what it was in 2008. And you know what you're paying for? Chemtrails. Chemtrails and all of that bullshit, all the other electric cars, all that nonsense, that's what you're actually funding. You're funding it, and it's going to get worse. If we don't stop these criminals, it's going to get worse. And the reason it's going to get worse, what's actually subsidising, right? What's subsidising it at the moment? All this green shit, all this green energy crap, right? What subsidises it is you using hydrocarbons. So as they go to net zero and you stop using those hydrocarbons, where are they going to get the money from to replace all that broken PVs or that windmills that have crashed? Adam, that's not my phone. Have you Boris Johnson on the phone again? Do you know what happens to me all the time? I'm just in the middle of something, right? And he puts it on me. I knew it was mine. So it does happen quite a bit, people ringing us up when I'm in the middle of things. And I tell them to get away. Anyway, You've got your CBDC. Now, Rishi Sunak, he's a funny character, isn't he? Apart from wearing funny clothes, right? Apart from wearing funny clothes, a funny character. Right, now, obviously, Rishi was part of a fund called Thelema, who gave £500 million, right, to Moderna. Now, Moderna was fully funded by the DOD and the CIA. In Qtel, if anybody wants to look it up, right, that's CIA's main investment arm in technologies. So they've invested in Moderna. He then pops in with 500 million, but his fund's called Thelema. Anybody know what a Thelemite is? Hands up. Satanists. So he's got a satanic fund, right, that's going to change your DNA. That's quite interesting, isn't it? And it's linked with his family, Infoses. So Infoses are interconnected with Bill Gates, right? Track trace technology type, 5G wireless body area network. They're all involved in that. So you start to ask the question, I wonder what's in that shot. I wonder what could possibly be in it. Let's find out. Now, if you comply today, there's a lot of non-compliers, yeah, I can tell by the type of people you are, right? Don't comply. If you comply today, it's going to get a lot worse. The only way out of this is non-compliance, right? Whatever you have to do, don't comply. If you comply, it's going to get a lot worse. Absolute zero, no planes, no private transport, no travel, nothing. They're going to come for it all. No meat. I'll not get me lamb. Mine have already killed me rosemary, so I'll not need it, will I? So there you go. You've got the, this is what I call the final solution. All right? The final solution, because really what they're talking about, and when they're talking about absolute zero, they're talking about you. It's a euphemism for you. You're the carbon they want rid of. I mean, think about it. You're all in here breathing. What's wrong with this? All that carbon dioxide, can I get me breath? So you're breathing, they'd want to stop you breathing, and they've told you, absolute zero, that's you, right? I mean, it's amazing how thick some of these politicians are. So here we have the WEF and the World Economic Forum, and they're now managing your farms. Right, so they want to go to net zero in farming. What does it mean? What does net zero mean in farming? It means no beef, no lamb, no growing, no tractors, no diesel. How do you plant a field if you haven't got a diesel tractor? Because a lucky one's not going to pull it. They'll not pull you out of bed. I mean, they're pretty nippy, by the way, but I mean, they won't pull you out of bed. They've got no bump, you know what I mean, where a diesel tractor would have. So you've got these government organisations who are now paying farmers to come off the land. So they're raining on them, they're destroying their crops, they're keeping their livestock inside and destroying their livestock with the weather modification tools, and now they want to fund them. So they've got them in a bit of a vice. Right, we'll give you some money to come off the land, but we're going to make it that difficult for you. It's an offer you can't refuse. You heard it in The Godfather, didn't you? You make them an offer, they cannot refuse. They're basically bankrupt, and you go, right, we're going to get you off the land. That's what we're dealing with. You're dealing with international gangsters, right, who are making them an offer that they're not going to be able to refuse, okay? So that's what's really going on in relation to that. Now, one of the things that's quite interesting was a project called Nano Domestic Quail. Anybody heard of it? Nano Domestic Quail, right, was a project, the DOD project, to put nanoparticulates in your food, your water, everything, even your injections. Pharmaceuticals. You've seen the videos online where people get, you know, antibiotics, take the shell out, put it in the water, and then get your magnet out. Get your neodymium magnets and test it, and it crawls up the side of the glass. So that's what that particular project was, and it is full on now as we speak, right? So they're fully at it. Here we have what we had in Gateshead. Now, this is where we're going to start coming. So we're going to get to the end. It's going to be pretty horrific because we're all going to start to get into some really heavy, deep shit here. As we start to go through it, right, I want everybody to understand at the end of this, we're going to have some solutions. We're going to have a Q&A, right? We're going to have questions and answers, and I'm going to give you some solutions. No good me coming on here and terrifying people to death without telling them how we're going to get out of it, right? Because it's really important. As you'll see that light, it's a pulse modulated frequency. What you most certainly do not want in artificial light is a modulated square wave, right? Definitely don't want that. That's why high pressure sodium at 2200 Kelvin, you know your orange lights? They smoothed out the 50 hertz, right, to make sure that you didn't get that modulation because it is dangerous. So all of a sudden they put an LED light up, it's pulsing away like mad. It's got no diffuser. Your high pressure sodium at 2200 Kelvin had a diffuser. These, no diffuser, bare elements, all the things that you wouldn't want, right? Cranked up like that so it gets in your face, gets in your eye, get a point light source from it, and it's pulse modulated. It's lethal. That is a weapon system. And the reason I call it a weapon system, because it's designed to do bodily harm. If you put anything, if I get a bottle and I smash it and I stick it in somebody's face, it's classed as a weapon. Yeah? That looks exactly the same to me. It's been designed to do your biological harm, right? There's no diffuser on it. They're anything from 4 to 7,000 Kelvin. So they've doubled the brightness, the optical radiation emission, they've doubled it, and they've made it so that it is not safe. Unsafe technologies. Here we have London. You can see the brightness of London. Now just think about it. It's pulsing. So when you're in London, no wonder everybody's sick. No wonder the death rates went up. No wonder people have got neurological disorders and having fits. 3% of the population are photosensitive, right? People are photosensitive. You know, when you go on any of these games, I mean, there's not many gamers here, is there? But when you go on any, you know, you go on your game, and it tells you, if you're photosensitive, it warns you. Do you think your council have warned you about the photosensitivity that you may suffer from the lights have just put outside your home? No. Net zero. Big fat zero. They haven't told you, right? They haven't actually told you anything about that. That's an offence. It's administering of a noxious substance, Offence Against Persons Act 1861. It's a crime. They've just committed a crime on you because they were told Public Health England, loads of regulatory bodies, ANSI, etc., all said there was a risk. They said it's only a marginal risk. Well, you know, the last thing that they told you was perfectly safe. Can you imagine if they'd said, you know, the jabby thing? If they'd said, oh, by the way, it's a bit of a risk. They didn't have said, oh, that was safe. Well, I'll tell you what, the jab was lethal, right? Guess how bad this is? I mean, they've even got the audacity to tell you it's a risk. So it's an offence against the persons. Absolutely lethal. The category 2 optical radiation emitters, the maximum exposure to is 0.25 a second. That's the standard. The standard these LEDs are at is category 2, and the maximum exposure is 0.25. And the government say they're perfectly safe because they're that painful you cannot look at them. Better than it. So, what about these ones? So what about these ones? So hang on a minute. The government say they're not dangerous, you can't look at them, right? But then they've just put them in car headlamps. Do you know car headlamps? There's actually a standard, there was a standard, about the optical radiation emissions from your vehicle. Remember you take your car to the MOT station and they had the little thing and they put the lights on, make sure they were lined up properly so that they wouldn't harm someone's eyesight. You know, if you're driving down the road and you had your full beam on and you could get nicked for it. And guess what? They've just replaced on all these new cars, right? All these new cars, highly bright optical radiation emitters. Amazing, right? And the other interesting thing, now here we have, if you look at this, you'll see it flashing. So now you've got headlamps coming towards you. You see how bright they are. Because of the flicker rate, it's too high for you to actually see it. Still causes nausea, still causes retinal cell death, still causes central nervous system cancer, right? But guess what? You can't see it. That's how lethal that is. So think about it. All these vehicles, you're travelling down the road and you've got this boop, boop, boop. You can't see it. My analogy for that is, you know, I used to get these Irish navvies years ago with a pneumatic hammer on to cut the tarmac. So I take the hammer, I put it on the ground, ready to cut the tarmac, and just leave it there. It's not going to go anywhere, is it? You've got the same load on the road. You've got exactly the same load on the road, yeah? As soon as you pull that trigger, bump, 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 cuts through the tarmac. So that pulse modulated optical radiation, you can see how much damage it's doing to your retina. Always wear protective eyewear. Mirror lenses. Why do you think I wear them all the time? I damage my eyesight working with lasers and optical radiation type weapons, okay? I've damaged the back of my retina, so I don't want to go blind. So obviously I'm going to protect them as much as I possibly can. Now you do need sunlight, but you've got to remember, optical radiation from the sun's a totally different thing. You're symbiotic with it. You're built in and around it. We are interconnected with it, so it doesn't harm you. Nothing like man-made. This is toxic. All man-made shit's toxic, right? Make no mistake about it. Doesn't matter if it's that food or whatever. Very, very not so good for you. So, but this has been deliberately... What I'm trying to get across is the willful acts of an assault. It's willful. Because there's absolutely no way I would be able to bring a headlight to the market and go, I'm going to make sure I pulse modulate at a flicker rate that you wouldn't want to see. Now, this document on the left-hand side, it's basically the IAE, and it talks about flicker and how you do not want flicker, right, in any optical radiation emitter. And the reason for that is because photon value, the photon value is pretty high, they're pretty dangerous. That's why you definitely don't want flicker, because it adds a whole of that bit of toxicity to it. Now, here we have my favourite subject, Killbox. So we've got Mayor Carnage, right, who's decided he wants to look after the environment. He's got a few kids in London who he says have got asthma, yeah? So what he's done, he's brought a multi-photon, multi-fusion, ionising radiation radar gun, it's called Fusion Tech, into London. Guess what for? For your safety and for your environmental benefit. What a complete crock of inversion. It's a total inversion, right? It's not true. These radiation emitters pose a significant risk to the person, right? I'm going to show you this one. That's a Blade Runner hero, by the way. They need a pat on the back. They are our heroes. They're doing a fantastic job. I sent a little message out and I said, I need to see this little thing at the top here, not the gun. I'd already identified what that was. I want a little bit more intel on the scanner and the radar type technology. So here's the rear radar there. And then you've got an IR, infrared radar gun. It's a phased array gun. They're called guns. Remember when the coppers used to have them, you used to call them radar gun. Remember? Well, Carnage have turned them, they've said it's a camera. Wow, it's amazing how you can gaslight people, you just change the name of things. Protective eyewear, major mirror lenses. The reason for that, it causes a cancellation wave. When you're driving, you must get protective eyewear, right? Got to get protective eyewear. And like I said, photosensitivity. Now, this is really interesting. There will be people having fits in cars. Because of this, they won't even know what's caused it. They'll go to a junction, these are IR guns, it'll be up, pulse modulating, does the same damage, even though you can't see it. The only reason you can see that is because he's using a camera with a frame rate which allows you to see the pulse modulation. It's extremely lethal, gets a lot more lethal than this. And I'll tell you the purpose for it. You might not believe it, but unfortunately, this is all connected with what was injected into people, yeah? So we've got Carnage getting away with murder. I mean, does anybody know, did he win the election? Anybody know? Hey, how are you? Catch up, everybody. Somebody's got to be watching the news. I hope you lot on. You lot aren't these people that don't watch the BBC, are you? So anyway, it's what I call fusion technology, right? Now, TFL, I'm just getting a Freedom of Information request on an EIA back from TFL. I'll show you in a minute. Fusion technology is extremely dangerous. This is Unix, the company. The company used to be called Siemens. We all know who Siemens are. Right, well, the reason why Siemens have sold down to Unix is because Siemens demonstrably battlefield interrogation kit. They're quite au fait with that. So if you sell it down to another company called Unix who hasn't got a history in battlefield interrogation, it's a bit of a smoke, isn't it? So Unix, this is the company who's working with TFL. They call it fusion technology. I know it's fusion. There is no safety data, zero, absolute zero on fusion tech. And the reason's because you are interconnecting with vision systems, LiDAR and radar. Radar is dangerous. Right? If I focus it at you, not good. If I then add LiDAR to it, I've just added a whole other raft in the terahertz range frequencies, powerful, a lot more powerful photon value. I've mixed it with microwave radiation in the radar, phased the rear radar range, right? So I've just brought a massive toxic environment to your city. Guess what for? I said it was for the environment. Am I missing something here? I must be missing something, because either these people are as dumb as a box of rocks or there's something really untoward going on, isn't it? See, now, this document on the right-hand side, this was an Israeli study that showed troops who were exposed to this type of battlefield interrogation equipment were developing cancers at very, very young ages. And it was classified, Fusion Tech, as an IERC Group 1 cancer-causing radiation due to the mix. There's been no studies to see how safe it is, right? No safety studies at all. Now, that's a bit bizarre. So you get a council who'll come into a shop, right? They'll go into the back of a butcher's shop or go to a, you know, somebody who prepares food, and you've got to have all these different knives colour-coded, right? You've got to go through all that safety crap, right? Not that there's anything wrong with it. I totally agree with it. You want to get food poisoning. But you've got to go through all of that narrative. You've got health scientists going into these shops, right, and shutting shops down if they don't adhere to these particular rules. But all of a sudden, your council can just put a weapon system. They can put a radiation emitter into your cityscapes, and nobody's done anything about it. They've just done nothing about it. Well, unfortunately for them, I sent TFL an FOI. It's a statutory instrument, 2004, Freedom of Information request for an environmental impact analysis. They all have to do it. So where the government have said, follow the guidance, keep your head down, take the money, don't tell anybody, that's not the law. The law says your LED lights need an environmental impact analysis. They'll say it fits with the standard. That doesn't matter. They've still got to carry out an environmental impact analysis. I can show the pulse modulator. If you get to the camera and the pulse modulator, they're dangerous. The IAE say they're dangerous. I say they're dangerous. So consequently, it would fail in EIA. So freedom of information request. So I'll knock it into TFL. Anyway, they obfuscate for a bit. I get a reply from the lead counsel, Eva Hexel. And what she says is, it's a vision system. Wow, some vision system that. She said it's a vision system, ENPR. They've just lied to us. They've lied to us in a freedom of information request. Now, a freedom of information request for an EIA, right? It's a criminal offence for a public servant to lie to you, to obfuscate or keep the information from you. She says it's not fusion tech. Unix says it's fusion tech. I know it's fusion tech because I've seen it. I only have to look at it. I'm not that dumb. Do they just employ dumb people in these positions of power? It possibly is. Well, you see, Hemdel, which is part of the technology, as it says, radar. This one here, radar, it tells you what it is. So I'm being told something from Transport for London in that environmental impact analysis. They've lied to us. So it's quite an interesting position to be in when you've got a public authority who willfully have lied in a freedom of information request. Because it can't be a mistake. So what they're trying to cover up, what is going on? Let's have a look at the hardware. All right. This is Sidecore. It's Siemens battlefield interrogation piece of hardware. Very sophisticated, this, by the way. You'll see, does that look like a camera? Hands up, anybody think it looks like a camera?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Your ENPR camera's on the back of a cop car. It's about the size of a small box of chocolates. Yeah? This thing, it's got a major cooling capability. It's got a fan system. That's a fan that's got fans in there. And you see the capacitance, right? It's got the capacitance to kill. It's got 17.2 watts in a bank feeding those infrared bright LEDs at the front. 17.2, I can kill you with 4.2. Now I have to change, believe us, it's not that simple. It has to be something. I've got to get that energy into the body. How do I do that? Right, so they've actually built and installed a piece of weapons hardware onto the streets of London. Carnage says it's because some kiddie's got asthma. Right, I can tell you what it is, we know exactly what he's doing. So I get the FOI back, they mess around with us a little bit, and I eventually get an EIA, environmental impact analysis. Wow, guess who did it? Jacobs. Jacobs are one of the largest defence contract companies in the world. I know you haven't heard of them, but they're all big. I knew who they were. So, hang on a minute. So, am I missing something? So, I've got an EIA, right, being done by Jacobs, a defence industry contractor, one of the majors, who actually are involved in electronic weaponry, and the deployment of electronic weaponry. So, you would think they would know what that Sidecore gun is. I know what it is, so I don't there. So I go, I've pulled through the EIA, right? I get to the environmental bit, right? Because they were concerned about putting the pools in case they kill the worms. Yeah? They've totally forgot about the gun. Totally forgot about the radar. It's like as if it didn't matter. So I were really concerned about digging a hole to put a hole in because it might kill some worms, put a pool stop, right? But forgot about the meat and potatoes bit. I mean, the meat and potatoes bit, that, just totally missed it. So not a very good EIA. In fact, the EIA is a total non-starter, an absolute fraud, and it must have cost, I mean, it's a really big document. Took us a couple of days to read it. Nothing in about the radar, about the LIDAR, about the audio-able capable technologies that they've installed so they can spy on you. Nothing at all in relation to that. And I wonder why. So, call me a conspiracy theorist, thank you, right? But what I'm going to tell you, right, one of the interesting things I want to tell everybody, because I always have a bit of a laugh about the defence industry, right? Remember the SE-80? You know that gun that the British government tried to get manufactured, right? I'm going to tell you now, it was crap. It's the worst weapon ever, right, to be handed to a man supposed to go on the battlefield. Good job they're just Northern Ireland. Because if they were really fighting, if you've been fighting against the Russians, believe you'd lost. Because it'll jam up, it's absolutely useless, right? Like a lot of that crap. Now, you see this F-35. See, these are all weapons programs. Yeah, you know, your domestic quell, the nanoparticulates, that piece of crap they've just stuck on the streetlights in London, it's a weapon. That's a weapon, and guess what? They can only, this year, get 30% in the air active. Now, we see them two big daft tubs that were built, HMS Charlie Boy and HMS Queenie Girl, right? Them two big daft tubs, right? You could miss them with a missile, right? They're that big, unmissable. So anyway, they're our greatest. They've sucked out all of the money out of the defence budget, right, to build them two ships, and they only operate, they need a vertical takeoff plane, and that's it. F-35. I was at Farnborough. We were told that an F-35 was going to fly in to Farnborough, right, off an aircraft carrier, right? So anyway, in Farnborough, I'm getting all excited because I'm dying to have a look at it, right? Anyway, Well, gets there, it's already there. Doesn't fly in. So when he gets down to it, gets close enough to it to see it was a model. Wasn't the real deal. Wasn't the real thing. And I'm thinking, I think they're having a bit of bother with this F-35. But guess what? They are, like all the weapons. You see, you know when they first pulled the trigger, they'd already vaccinated people with, in the flu vaccines, they were contaminated with tungsten. The tungsten was to react when they switched to 5G on in 2019, and they expected millions dead. You know the Nightingale hospitals, all that bullshit where they were going to take them in and kill them, they were just going to finish them off. They expected millions dead, and it didn't happen. That's why Hancock got a message from Johnson to tell him, if we don't get the numbers up, we'll not be able to keep the lockdown going. So that's why he removed the people out of the hospitals into the nursing homes so they could murder them with the midazolam and morphine. I hope Sky News is getting this, by the way. Yeah. Where are they? Are they run away? Where are you? It's always a bit of a laugh, you know, when Dolores was saying before about being in Trafalgar Square, right? As soon as I start speaking, the cop has switched the cameras off, and I'm about to show them, oi, get that camera back on, because they've got to take it back, and that CID's got to watch it to see if I'm saying something, you know what I mean, that they might want to nick you for, yeah? But they don't want to put it in the camera because somebody's got a review to make on. Hey, I wonder what he's saying there. I wonder if that may be true. Anyway, the weapon systems are crap, right? And as you can see, they're not working very well, are they? So always be positive about that. Now, as we spoke before, upconverting nanoparticulates, as you should know, right, anybody that follows me will know, right, there's a massive increase in people getting cataracts across the country, right, you see this, now this was since the injection. What potentially could cause that? Well, what causes cataracts is infrared. So you've got an infrared, they're putting it up all over the place, so you've got that eye off, but also it's interconnected with the contamination that was in the shot. If you've had the shot, there's an antidote, by the way, so don't panic yet, right? The upconverting nanoparticulates, and those upconverting nanoparticulates will take that infrared, right? It'll take that infrared rate and it converts it to energy inside the body, and that's how I'm going to kill you. Well, that's how they're going to try and kill you if we don't stop them. That's infrared, where it's looking at the cardiovascular system, yeah? So you can see how I can look in the cardiovascular system. I can see those up-converted nanoparticulates washing around inside your body. That's why you must detox. There's detox protocols for all this crap. And remember, didn't work the last time with a contamination and the flu shots, yeah? They thought it was, didn't work. So it's not to say that this stuff's not going to work. And believe us, I've tested loads of people. We've done magnet tests, you know, because if you've got a stable antenna in the deltoid, you can get it cut out. All right? This poor chap, top right, after his booster, you can see where he's got a stable antenna in his deltoid, and he's put only in his booster, right? The nanoparticulates are washing around the body. That's really what they're looking for with this IR system. And you would know that, you know, all of this nanoparticulate stuff is absolutely lethal, all right? They're going to attack you quite easily now, if you allow them to. They're going to attack you in your cityscapes using the technology that they've already got in place. I'm just going to do this quick, this other video. As you all know, Matt Hancock admitted in a WhatsApp post that there was a chip in it. It's not a chip, it's a graphite ferrous oxide antenna. Right? You'll see these high power magnets pulling it to the surface. Right? You can see that. This chap was stuck a large fishing magnet on him, took it off, and it actually rose to the surface, came up to his skin. Now, that's possibly another way of bringing it out. This poor victim, right, took the shot, and as you can see, I'm getting an electrical discharge from the injection site. I mean, that is absolutely brutal. You've got to remember, these internal antennas pose a significant risk. That's why dogs get cancer now. See, when you put dogs in a Wi-Fi, right, you must watch this. Right, that's the graphite ferrous oxide there. You'll see it jump across to the magnet. Watch. See it? I've done it again, because sometimes some people miss it. That's it being dug out there. And then you see it jump across, right? They've got gadolinium. Cerium and gadolinium, right, are two earth magnet type materials that actually in these, they were in these portions. There they are there. There's the ingredients on the top left there. What they've also done, they've actually put SV40. Now, that isn't a virus, all right, I'm going to tell you. SV40 is a pathogen. It's basically a fungus like Candida albicans, all right? They've wrapped it in a nanoparticulate, these lipid nanoparticles, and it's washing around your body. They can be activated using the 5G network, all right? So it's really important, like I said before. Now, the document in the middle is from the Surgeon General in Florida. I had a long conversation with his wife. I had a long conversation with his wife, and it was supposed to be off the record. And we got through about 5-10 minutes, and she went, "I've got to have this on tape. I must have this on tape," so she could show him. Yeah. So anyway, they recorded that talk that we had. She then alerted him. They then did a test, and what they found was there's a lot of crap in that shot, but included in the shot SV40, simian virus 40. It's green monkey kidney cancer. It's basically just a fungus, all right? It's a fungal growth. They've wrapped it in those nanoparticles, but the SV40 was developed by the CIA in the 60s. That's how they killed Jack Ruby. They'd already tested on a number of inmates in mental institutions, so they knew how lethal it was. That's what SV40 is. It also reacts and grows. If you look at funguses in certain frequencies, you can get them. You can actually get them to grow a little bit better, so you can actually activate them, give them a little bit of a booster. So the 5G wireless body area network is going to be able to trigger them. So remember, your main trigger to this is the 5G wireless body area network. And it's really important that people understand that. So you get a lot of people who go, I know it's unbelievable. Do you not think when they rocked up outside of my home with an LED light with a transmitter on, which I knew to be a weapon system, I couldn't believe it. You know, I didn't expect people to believe everything I say. What I'm going to say to you is, do your own research. Everything I say, I can substantiate, right? I know it sounds horrific, but unfortunately, it's true. Do your own research. Do your own research, and what happens, you'll eventually, because some of the stuff I talk about does take a bit of grasping if you haven't got that sort of technical background. Right, the PCR test. Now, this is a doozy. A lot of special forces, a lot of the spooks, etc., they were told not to take the vaccine. They were warned, do not take it, it's experimental, we don't want you to be harmed. Yeah? We don't want you to suffer any harm, just in case, because you're on ops, you could be called out at any second, so consequently, don't do that. But I'll tell you what you've got to do, take the PCR test. You should have all known when he got the letter through. Remember the letter? Ipsos Mori. If you go look at that in Google, you know, they've changed it. Ipsos Mori in Latin means they die. Yeah? They've actually changed it in Google, so you can't find it anymore. So you've got to go at the Wayback Machine if you want to find the narrative. So that's always a bit strange, isn't it? You know, when they cover stuff up. Same as when Captain Tom, you know, when Captain Tom dropped down dead and actually took him out of the Daily Mail because he was one of the first ones to get the shot. Yeah. That's called a conspiracy. That is a conspiracy. So here we have some images of the PCR test that had a hydrogel bud. If you look at the end of the fibre, you'll see it's got like a little fishy hook bit. Didn't nobody ever think it was a bit suspect? Right? You've got the flu, right? You've got a bit of a cold, right? And they want to stick this bud right up next your eye, you know. I mean, come on. Somebody, you must have tippled, there was something more to it. Well, it's basically, it was a payload for a neural link. It's wrapped up in that carbon nanotube, and it's now rattling inside your brain. Now, they can actually activate it specifically. It's 450 nanometers. Now, I'm going to tell you a little tale about 450 nanometers. I was at the AV9 conference, and I was talking about light radiation, optical radiation, and these LEDs that the council had installed 450 nan. And a scientist contacted us from France, and he said, "Mark, why are you saying 450 nanometers?" I said, "Well, Pierre, I'm not really, you know, could have been. The blue part of the spectrum is a lot larger than 450 nanometers, and I was being specific." And he said, "I want to know why. Have you measured?" I went, "No. It just, you know, I talk about universal forces. I just, for some inexplicable reason, picked 450 nanometers out of a bag." Yeah. He said, "Do you know it's 666 terahertz?" And I went, "I didn't, but I do now." So anyway, I did a calculation, and it wasn't. It was 668. So I sent it back to Pierre, and he went, "No, you made a mistake. You said you got your calculation wrong." And I had. So I had my calculation wrong, and he was right, and it was 666 terahertz. So, quite interestingly, the activation of these neural links out of that carbon nanotube that's already in your brain, it's specifically 450 nanometers at a single second modulated pulse. Now, you see all those LED lights that you cannot see the flicker at the minute? They've got controllers on, and they're going to reduce that pulse down to strobed at a second interval. They start doing that, they start dropping them neural links into people's brains, and the 5G wireless body area, you know how you get an automaton? 5G is a mesh network. It's how you would drive, if I wanted to control somebody's brain, right? Because it's just a computer. If I want to control them, I'm going to run them into a 5G mesh network, and I'm going to activate something to give a better resolution. So you get a better resolution, you get more control with that nanoparticulate in that field. Now, really important, if they were to pull this zombie apocalypse type agenda issue, right, if they were to, I'm not saying they will, because remember the F-35, they spent trillions and trillions on that, by the way, and it doesn't work. So if they did attempt to do that, so if you see your light start pulsing outside your house at a second interval, you potentially know what they're attempting to do. Okay? If they do that, remember, these people might want to run around doing, they might want to bite you. Yeah? See, I'm not kidding. This was all part of Super Soldier program, so they've got all the experience, know exactly what happens. They've got different types of zombies, by the way. They've got runners, they've got biters. So if that was to happen, remember, the only way they can be driven is the electrical grid. So you could just go and bash them all on the head, right? You might get yourself into trouble for that. You won't, by the way, because all the coppers will be dead by then. Because most of them, 95% of them, have had that injection. Right, they're going to switch all them off. See, once I get this 5G wireless body area network up and running, don't need any coppers. Don't need any of them. I can hear you, I can see you, and I can shoot you. So why do you need any law enforcement? You don't. So they've got a total control, all domain, right? All domain technology, right? And they can control the brain. And if they were to do that, remember, it's weak point, like 5G, like all of this crap, right? It needs power. Electricity needs power. Just remember, it's always its pinch point. So, 5G wireless body area network, here we have it. Now, these poor victims, you'll see them, they're now being tracked in a space, okay? They're being tracked. Now, what they'll be being tracked with, this could just be a normal camera, yeah? There was a project, it's called Network Centric Warfare. COTS, commercial off-the-shelf technologies, right, have been embedded with weapons, what are called SMART, secret militarized armaments and residential technology. All your SMART equipment has access nodes to control, C, subdue, what are called track termination technologies, right? All of them, your phones, your fridges, your TVs, they've all got access points. So those access points are going to allow them to be able to monitor, to track and to trace these particular people. And unfortunately, these neural science and technology players have been around for a long time and are very, very well advanced now. They're very well advanced, so you can subdue people. I can put ideation at people's heads. They can give you, you know, that could possibly get you to commit suicide, create a situation or neurological harms, put ideas in your head. I was, remember I was in a park once, I was talking to this lady, she walked a dog, and we're just having a bit of a chit chat. She went, you know, I'm having trouble sleeping. I says, what's it like? She went, well, I keep getting these like visions. I says, oh, it'll be somebody, Skybox, man. I says, you'll be living, you're seeing a film. Because you can't actually put these images into people's heads. So you can get them to do quite a number of different things. And also all of this crap that's fitting right across all our cityscapes, towns, etc., are all problematic. And that's why we need to do something about it. Because you see, Klausy, he's already said what he's going to do. Now listen to this. Think about it, you've got your government agencies pushing you down, CBDC, autonomous cars, vehicles that have geofence so they don't travel, they can be switched off, etc. Right? All electronics, that's the way they want to go. Well, listen to what Klaus says.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt. Power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
The switch of your smart meters, your cars, your currencies, it would be absolute chaos. So why is your government run into it? See, that's a national security threat. He's just told you, so you've got to remember, you know, these lot have got to tell you. And then what they've got to do, they've got to wait for you to sit on your backside and do nothing, and then it happens. When you act and act against this, that's why he's telling you. Because your acquiescence to it, it's like tacit agreement. You're agreeing to it by not doing what you need to do, right? And look, don't be frightened of them. Do not be frightened. They would have killed me in 2016, 17 if they could have, and they can't because I've got God behind us. Yeah. Do not fear these cult members, right? So, really important. Let's get to what's happened with that? Let's get some solutions, right? 5G is fifth generation warfare, period. We are at war. Chemtrails, warfare. ULEZ guns, warfare. These are battlefield weapon systems. I bring it to your streets, your towns, your LEDs, weapons designed to cause bodily harm. Right, we've got the data. Seen 280 when it took us to court and said I was a conspiracy theorist out of gaggers because I was telling people that the government trying to kill you. I've got the body count now, and make no mistake about it, the people who are dying today are collateral damage. They're not the real cull. They need a lot more people injected and controls. 15 million of us, our sort of type, running around the country and they're panicking going, how are we going to get them injected? Klaus said it, nobody's safe until everybody's safe. What he means is they're not safe until they get everybody injected. There's 15 million of us. Yeah. Minimum 15 million. There's a couple of million who paid 700 quid to get on the NHS. A lot of money, by the way. 700 quid a piece, right, to get on the NHS list to say that they'd actually had it. What they can tell, when you're travelling through an airport, if you've got fake documents, they can see if you've had it or not. If you're travelling through London, that infrared gun, it can see if you've had it or not. All right. So it knows your biometrics. All illegal, by the way. So it's all illegal, it's all to play for. Now, let's talk about some solutions in relation to this, right? We know what they're doing, right? We've got the measure of them, right? So you've got, let's say, the ICNIRP guidelines, for instance, right? Now, ICNIRP they're the regulatory body for non-ionising radiation. Mind saying that, all 5G transmission antenna emit ionising radiation. The reason for that, they can stack enough photons, right, to cause an ionisation effect and get enough energy in a beam to cause ionisation, so it's ionising. However, it's covered under the non-ionising radiation guidelines, which is ICNIRP. ICNIRP state, nobody who's either got a hip replacement, heart monitor, any type of fixture and fitting, any electronic device, anything, what they haven't said is including the vaccine. That vaccine's a technology. It's a nanometer material antenna. If you've been injected with it, ICNIRP doesn't apply to you. That means you could go to a doctor's with a magnet. If you've got the stable antenna in your deltoid, stick it on your arm, go, what the hell is this? Right, before they cut it out, make a song and dance about it, and then go to your local authority and go, right, I want all this crap removed. Because ICNIRP doesn't apply to me. All these 5G masks have to come down. All of them. Doesn't apply to me. So you've got an argument. And not only that, you've got a conversation started, haven't you? See, I got nicked last week. Or was it the week before? I lose a few days. Anyway, I get nicked. Goes to the cop shop. Anyway, you know, murderous MPs, murderous parasites. Seems doing like that word. They've been getting a few death threats. Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised. They just tried to inject with a biochemical weapon. And when people work out what they've tried to do to you, and some of them did know, a lot of them didn't. So anyway, I get to the police station. Obviously, I'm not stupid enough to put anything online that would, you know, implicate us and anything like that. So anyway, I get to, I'm trying to confuse about what's going on. I get there, brief comes in, and he goes, he gets full disclosure. Always, if you get nicked, get a solicitor, because they don't have to tell you jack. So you're going in that interview totally blank, you haven't got a clue. Your solicitor, they've got to divulge to him, right? So you get a duty solicitor, he'll then come and tell you what they've got on you, tell you whether they're gone innocent or guilty. Always gone not guilty, didn't care what it is, just to give them a bit of a pain in the arse. So anyway, he comes out and he goes, Mark, it's got nothing to do with you. What's going on? I goes, well, I'll tell you what's going on. Because I had my paperwork with us, and I shows him, and he went, shit, I've had three. I said, don't worry, we've got an antidote. He said, what am I going to do? I said, don't worry. I said, I've told you we've got an antidote. So anyway, we eventually have a 15, 20 minute conversation in the interview room, then the cops come in. So he comes in, they put the tape on, right, Mark Steele, blah, blah, you know, because you've got to name yourself, because it's just an audio device. So you've got to name who you are, and then they get the timbre, they understand your voice. And I goes, are you recording this? He says, yeah, I said, are you recording it? What do you mean? I says, you had that COVID-19 vaccine? He said, yes. I says, well, you're recording it. I says, you've got a graphite ferrous oxide, audio-able technology injected into you. Yeah. And I said, you're talking of 5G wireless body area network. I says, and under PACE, and then Mason, I've already looked into this, under PACE, any recording device in an interview has to be approved by the chief constable. So I said, has the chief constable approved you as a recording device in this interview? Can't wait to get the tape back. Honestly, I'm gonna have to put a subject access in to get it, but I am gonna get it. So anyway, I goes, no, the reason I'm asking the question is because I'm gonna see things in this interview, right, that could get you murdered. I says, you've got a graphite ferrous oxide, it's a track trace termination technology, and it can switch off. That's what it was built. That's where this came from. It was a battlefield interrogation piece of hardware. It was to track wetware on a battlefield. Humans are wetware, right? And on a battle space, I need to understand a number of things. Your biometrics, but also if you get lost, I've got to recover you because you're an asset to me adversary. You know when they say don't leave anybody behind? They couldn't give two rats leaving you behind. The reason why they've got to recover you is because you might grass them for what you've got in your cupboard over here. So you see, so that's why they've got to recover you and can't cause them a serious problem. So they've got to recover you, and that's where this technology came from, for track and trace and terminating someone in a battle space if you couldn't recover them, right? Causing a tonic seizure, switch them off and they're dead. So that's what they've injected all the cops with. So I says to him, some of the things I might see in this interview, right, could get you murdered. So I said, you know, I'm just letting you know, because I don't want to be responsible for your death. Right? And he's like, looking, the solicitor's totally on board, by the way. I mean, it's the first time I met him. It took 5 minutes to explain to him what had happened to him, and he was a victim of the greatest psyop ever perpetrated on mankind, ever. Biggest genocide of all time, ever. I think there were 22 million at the minute on, dead. So he goes, and that's just a tickler, that's a little starter. I haven't pulled the trigger yet. So he goes, I said, so if you're all right to carry on, I said, I'll give you fair warning, if you're all right to carry on. He goes, we'll have to continue. So I said, all right. So then my solicitor goes, right, well, we've got a prepared written statement. He said, I've looked at the evidence that you've provided. He said, there's nothing in here implicates my client. He says, so are we getting up and we're leaving? Right, so the cop goes, you're going to answer your question? I went, no. And he went, thumbs up. Switches the tape off, gets to the door, and I go, I did warn you, Chief Constable. So you've got to remember, in 2020, before they did these injections, I already knew what was in it. I'd already worked out what their plan was. Talk about Universal Forces. Universal Forces told me what the plan was for a number of different reasons, and I knew what their main objective was. I mean, fortunately, I was at the Defence Contract Conference 2017, and I got the intelligence documents to tell you how many they were going to kill. It's a big number. So let's talk about how we do something about it. And I'm not talking about me here, I'm talking about everybody in this room. You've all got a job to do. You've all been chosen. You've all been chosen to act, right? Acquiescence is as bad as people that just sit and talk about and don't do anything about it. You're as bad as the people that are perpetrating this crime against us, right? We have to stop this, because these idiots who've gotten power, they'll get you dead. And a lot of it is just idiocy. A lot of it is just corruption, that corrupt at the core, total and absolute dummies, idiots. I mean, when you talk to the man, you can tell that dumb, as dumb as a box of rocks. So here we have the statutory instrument 2004, Freedom Information Request, right? It is a statutory duty of any local authority to reply to an EIA, right? So you get that FOI in, right, and you ask him a number of questions. Now, you could be asking them about smart meters, could be British Gas, could be about the LEDs that they've just put outside your home, it could be about 5G, could be about those radar guns, could be anything, all right? Anything that you perceive to be an environmental risk to you, they have to reply, and this technology absolutely is that, all right? So they've got to reply, and once we get that back, we've got the Social Care Act 2012 states clearly that your director for public health locally has a duty to protect you from ionising and non-ionising radiation. And what we're going to show is 5G not only can emit ionising radiation, can, but most certainly emits non-ionising radiation, which you're protected under that act from exposure to. There's been no protection, has there? So you've got them straight away, right? So you've got one law, one strike to you, okay? So you can put that on them, and you can get assistance from us in relation to this. Now, we've also got the conspiracy. You see, as we've discussed today, there is a conspiracy to murder you, right? They attempted, they got you on the TV, the BBC, on TV. Where's Sky News, were they? They've run, haven't they? The BBC encouraged you to inject yourself with a biochemical weapon. They knew, because I knew, and I'd already told them, right? I'd already made reports, MI5, MI6, I've made all the regulatory bodies aware. And so they should have passed that information on to you. They have a duty to pass that information on to you, right? So that was a conspiracy, right? Now, a conspiracy, right, to terrorise, to terrify, a political agenda to harm you, to terror, that's basically the Terrorism Act 2000. Now, what it says in that act is, don't pay. It's a criminal offence. So your local councils, right, don't pay them. You can't pay them, it's a criminal offence. Under the 2000 Terrorism Act, it's a criminal offence to fund terrorism, and your local authority have terrorised you to get you to take a bioweapon. It's all there. It's all there. Right? That's safe and effective. They've got you to go to a car park to take a PCR test, which was also a part of a bioweapons programme. So don't pay them. And you've got an excuse. See, it's no good just not ignoring them. Send it to them. Believers, they'll crap, they'll shit themselves. When they see the documents that we've got, right, it's irrefutable, and now I've got the body count, even though it's only small. So you don't pay, right? And there we have, right, the Criminal Law Act, self-defence. Now, if somebody pops up to your street, right, with a knife, and I'm going to stick it in you, and you end up taking it off them, and unfortunately they end up dead, you've got a defence. It's called self-defence. Self-defence is enshrined in international law. We all have a defence to these crimes. If I was in London, I'd be pretty upset with Mayor Carnage. I don't know if he's getting in, and like I said, there's none of you lads really keeping tabs on him. If he does get back in, I can tell you now, there's going to be a lot of them cameras get chopped down tonight. Because the lads have already promised us, have said, listen, they're just going to go absolute full acca. I've got a few meetings in London to do, right? Got a few meetings in London. So be positive. Right, I know it sounds bad, but I cannot. I always remember Max Hagen. I was at a conference with Max Hagen, and he said it was more. He kind of talked like this to these lot. He says, "You'll absolutely just, you know." And I said, "Well, what do you do? Lie to them?" And he went, "Oh, well, I didn't." I says, "Well, if I wasn't telling them the truth, then I'd be lying. So as long as I tell you the truth, right, and then you do with it what you need to do with it. But you see, what I've always said, this is empowerment. Knowledge is power. And once you get that knowledge, I mean, imagine them two coppers, right, in that interview. Believers, they've just cacked themselves. I've had the coppers at me home 3 times in the last month, just trying to rattle me cage. And I'll tell you now, by the time them coppers leave my house, they are grey. They're great. I rang them up and I said, right, I want you to arrest me local murderous parasite. And they said, well, you need to speak to the... And I went, oh, hang on a minute. They've committed a crime. It's misconduct in public office to commit mass murder. Right? That's a pretty serious charge. And I said, if you don't arrest them, we're going to have to. And I says, if we've got to, and somebody gets hurt, it's Northumbria Police's fault. Because you're trained to arrest people. We might arrest somebody and hurt them, but that would be the professional's fault for not doing it. So anyway, you know you kind of get a cop if your house gets burgled. I had them at the house in 5 minutes. They were there. Right, you can't. I went, whoa, don't you, me, what, whoever. I said, I know the law, right? We can make an arrest, right, of somebody committing an indictable, it's got to be indictable, by the way, murder, attempted murder, right, genocide, they're all indictable crimes. I said, we, because you see, this is an ongoing crime. If we get to the stage where we're going to allow this switch on, this trigger, which they have, they can kill millions. Birmingham City Council spent $2.6 billion on a Telenza weapon. It's in the streetlights. 107,000 units. It's a plate lens with an aperture, and I can shoot you with it. So it's an illegal urban radar, audio-able spying technology. Right? They spent $2.6 billion with AMI. They're bankrupt, by the way. So they're bankrupt, right? They've put a weapon up on top of you, and that weapon kill every single person in Birmingham. I wouldn't even like to guess how short a period it would take to kill every vaccinated person in that city. But it wouldn't be very long. Now, they're not going to do that. And I'll tell you why they're not going to do it. They've got a problem with them going on in Ukraine. They've got an issue in Ukraine, right? Otherwise, I'm going to tell you now. See that whole COVID thing? It would have never stopped. They were just coming back with more and more and more. And now what they've had to do, they've had to go back and agree this agreement with the WHO so they can come back and force vaccinate. Because like I said, nobody's safe until everybody's safe. What Klaus means is none of them are safe until they get everybody tagged with our track and termination technology. They've got to get everybody tagged. I'll tell you now, when somebody tries to stick that needle in me, I'll be sticking something directly back into them. Anyway, thanks everybody. Right, we're going to do a little bit of Q&A here. If anybody's got any questions, if you haven't had to run off to the toilet. I'll tell you what, if somebody's got a mic, so then everybody can hear what's being said.
Okay, first question. You know when folks say to you, well, you know they're killing us with the air, the water, the food, everything. And folks say to us, how come they're not killing themselves? I've got two theories, and I want to know if I'm right or if you can put us right. The first, I think they're either non-human or they've sold the souls to the devil, to the occult. Am I right or am I wrong?
Right, I sold the devil. Right, and the reason why, look, they're not bothered about getting dead, right? Because if they were alive and the people found out what these kiddie killer cult have done, they'd probably rip them limb from limb, yeah. Right? So, you know, these people just topping themselves and going off to Satanist land, you know, hot, I call the hot box. They're off the hot box in any event. They've got nothing to lose, remember. We're fighting for our lives, but so are they. And think about it, they've got plenty of money, they've got all control of the media, so they're fighting for their lives, so are we. If we're going to win, because there's a lot more of us than what there is of them, I wouldn't like to be them, but it's absolutely necessary, right, for them. They're going to carry on, they're not going to stop. They're going to pull everything, I mean, they could drop a nuclear bomb on we. They could do all sorts of things, right, to try and mitigate the fact that they're losing this war. They are losing it absolutely hand over fist. Right, so we'll have to be careful. When you get a wounded animal, right, can be very, very dangerous, and they are very, very wounded at the minute. You can see it all coming out. You've got Andrew Bridgen. Now, you've got to remember, Bridgen standing up in Parliament, someone's allowing him to speak. You don't just go and stand in Parliament, you've got to put a question in, you've got to wait your turn, and the speaker goes, you. So every day, like on... Yes, Andrew Bridgen, and he stand up and he's blowing the whole thing out. Because you've got to remember, there's not everybody in MI5 are part of a cult. Not everybody in MI6 are part of a cult. Not everybody in the government are part of a cult. There's a lot of them. There's an awful lot of them. I heard them all cackling when Andrew Bridgen asked about safe and effective. You know, the noise from the house. So there's a large proportion of these evildoers, these evil people. But I'll tell you now, I don't like to be them. Because so, you can see what's going to happen. I mean, they are panicking. It's why they've just released tens of millions of pounds for security for MPs. So, you know, they're living in a space where they don't feel safe.
Oh, you're standing on the lead again, Pat.
All right.
Just adding a little bit to that, actually, there's loads and loads of MPs that are stepping down. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know that.
It's true.
Because they are shit scared. Anyway, my question is, I have a member of my close family, my daughter, and a very good friend, and both of them were bullied, coerced, whatever, into having only one jab, but they've both been unwell since. So I would love to hear more about these protocols you're talking about, Mark.
Well, a lot of people, there may have been placebos. You've got to remember, there was large numbers of placebos. There was also large numbers of different portions. I think there was one vaccine sent in Bristol, which someone dropped down dead, and we did a bit of investigation, and there was 20 different portions on the same day. So there'll be different levels, a lot of placebo. What I would suggest in the first instance, get a neodymium magnet, try and attach it to the injection site. If it attaches, right, if it attaches, because they had all sorts of crap in, they were giving them pamplona virus and people were getting ill. So it's not necessarily you got ill like you had the real deal. You see, they possibly thought, look, if we get them all the real deal and we get loads of them dropped down dead, it's not going to be good. So they had to sort of, you know, mix and match a bit. So they've mixed and matched. So I would first and foremost, test with an ATM magnet, see if you get an attachment to deltoid. If you have, get down to doctors, get your ATM magnet, take a witness with you, go to doctors and knock on the door and go in and go, right, what have you injected me with? And kick up a fuss. If you have to punch his face in, right? If you're forced to, he gets cheeky. If he gets cheeky and starts talking about safe and effective, right? And you've got to stick a one on his jaw, right? You've got to do, he's trying to murder you. They have murdered you. I mean, imagine him taking your coat and going, however, why did you chin the doctor? He's only doing his job. He's going, aye, trying to kill them all. So get into the doctors, take in the ATM magnet and go, right, what have you injected me? I want it removed. I want that removed. If you know anybody who's had it and it does attach, get them to the doctors. They can, you've seen them surgically remove it in Russia, so they can remove it, right? They can get most of it removed and you can take chelatins. There's all sorts of things you can take to get rid of nanoparticles. We're bombarded with them 24/7. It's in the water, it's in the air, it's in the food. It was Operation Quell. I mean, I've just got a scientific paper just come out of China. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, stop eating or drinking these large big pharmaceutical companies and big food producers like Nestle, all these big groups, these big food groups, stop eating that food. Just stop it. Because I'll tell you now, there's a high probability it's contaminated. And if you want to test it, make sure you've got your magnet with you. Check your meats, anything when you're in Little, any of these shops, just check it. 10 minutes.
Hiya, Mark.
Yeah.
I've got a question and a solution that I thought. I've got a question. You were mentioning earlier on, we've got Heidi Alexander for our prospective parliamentary MP for Labour in South Swindon, and she's Sadiq Khan's number two. So she said, we'll have a big conversation. I thought, oh, good, I'll have a word with you. So I went and had a chat with her, ripped her to shreds. She weren't very happy. I said, how's the ULEZ going in London? And she was like, oh, well, I said, them cameras keep falling down off the post, don't they? What are you going to do? And what's them little square things that stop traffic lights in Swindon? And I've already asked my councillor, and he said, they're like microwaves for counting the traffic, Carol. And I said, I'm in a metal car here. I said, what are you trying to do? Bloody council trying to microwave me and my car trying to explode me as I'm going past the traffic lights. I said, you need to get shot of them, lad. So, anyway, my question is, I've got two replacement hips, so am I screwed? Basically, I'm not bothered because I've had a slide.
Right, if you, anybody wants to get any hip replacements, knee replacements, make sure they're nylon. Right.
I don't know what mine is. Unconscious.
They normally give you the expensive one, which is the titanium one, which is not good. Yeah.
I've got one replacement hip and one screwed together one. So I've got like two long screws in.
Make sure you switch your Wi-Fi off.
I do. Good. And I haven't got a smartphone because there's no cleverer than me in my house. And the other thing, I've got a solution. Okay, a quick solution for all them billionaires that think they're safe in a bunker. They haven't thought of me, because all you need to do is find where the air vents are, put a dead cat on the top, and then fleas off that cat, get down in the bunker and they'll die itching.
Brilliant.
Because nobody will have packed in the bunker shitload of flea spray.
Well done. Excellent. See, well, you kind of want a bit of joviality, can you? I mean, that's what it's all like to be human, isn't it? Eh? A bit of a laugh about it all.
Hi there. Thank you so much. What you're doing is absolutely amazing, and I'm sure everyone else here thinks it as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
I've just got a quick question. You did mention the PCR test. I managed to get through, but except for one, I took one. But how do we know if there is some residual from the PCR test? And is there somewhere we, is there some way we can detox from it?
I'm not really sure on the detox for the PCR. What I do know, you must protect your eyewear. If they start pulsing lights, they need direct point source, so do not look at them. Because you can imagine, you're walking down the street, lights start to pulse like that, first thing you're going to do, what's going on up there? Disaster. If the lights start pulsing, keep your head down and make sure that that light doesn't pulse for much longer. The question was...
solution for detox as well.
Yeah, it was a detox
from
a
the
PCR.
Vaccines and PCR.
Yeah, PCR. Thank you. Hello. So with regards to evidence and what they're doing within our local environment, is it worthwhile actually purchasing some of the gadgets that measure the 5G radiation?
You'll never measure 5G with a gadget, all right? Right. 5G fires a beam. So you can measure background radiation, basically what I call side lobe leakage. You'll measure the leakage from the antenna, but you need to know exactly where you're orienting from the antenna to the target. So you'll see a sweeping pattern, but you're not going to pick up that specific point source.
Thank you.
So they do have value, but you will only measure. You're not going to measure the weapon.
Right. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Thank you. You mentioned before about terahertz frequencies, that it's part of the weapons, but there's also a type of healing that's done with terahertz, or the iTerra wand. Sorry, can't hear me. So what's the, how do, I thought that was one of the like healing frequencies, the terahertz wand used.
Well, megahertz to gigahertz to terahertz is the spectrum. All right, it's electromagnetic radiation spectrum, and what will heal, what can heal, can kill. All right, it all depends how it is. Now, a lot of the megahertz, gigahertz, and terahertz frequencies, as you see them there, the pulse modulated, that's totally unnatural. So that's a stressor, that's a body stressor, that's an immune system suppressor. That means it opens you up to all sorts of issues with funguses, with bacteria, and this is where people are starting to get cancers, because it's actually an immune system suppressor. It's totally unnatural. So they're not like natural occurring, the sunlight, what better cure can you get than that? You know what I mean? But that is not that.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi. Yeah. I've got a question about the cameras going up in South Lancashire. There's a lot of... they're all yellow. Are these exactly the same as the ULEZ cameras in London? Or
I'd have to have a specific look at it to give you a true answer. But what I'm going to tell you, the whole infrastructure, the whole 5G, this whole control, transport, blah, 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 it's all part of the fifth generation weapons platform to kill you. Simple. They want to control, the only reason they want to control you in a 15-minute city is so you can't escape. They've already deemed people having private transport as a security threat. Now, why would a government want to classify a person who owns a car as a security threat? You're a security threat because you can either get out or you can get away from or do something they don't want you to do.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I just want to sympathise with you because my rosemary plant also has gone down and become dead from the chemtrail. So I'm with you there on that one. But the actual question I want to ask is to do with protective eyewear. Now, I see you're wearing dark glasses, and I just wanted to ask, are there Polaroid glasses? And also, there's blue light glasses that you need to wear for EMFs. Can you just explain?
It depends. If I'm on the road, I'll have mirror-coated, right? There's nothing special about them. You can get them from any supermarket. I'll get mine from Tiki Maxx. I found that Timberland are a really good make because the coating doesn't come off as quickly. These I've got on are just protective from the light off the screen. So you've got to be careful, you know, this horse is for courses, but if I'm travelling, if I'm on a road, I will wear reflect. And the reason why the mirror, it's not so much the colour wear, it's the mirror reflects radiation back out. Microwaves, terahertz, whatever they're trying to get in there. You see, for all you know, you're driving through a cityscape, you've got radar spraying down into your house. You know, guys on forward operations bases, right? So you get special forces. You see them all standing there getting their photographs done, and they've all got their glasses blacked out, you know, they've all got their sunglasses on. The reason for that is because battlefield interrogation systems cause a problem to eyesight. So if it's plastic lenses, it's going to give you, it'll mitigate the risk. I prefer mirror because I know it's got a better chance of radiating the emission back out and cancelling it off. Right, that's it. I think I've cut.
No, one more.
That's it. One more left.
Sorry, I'll make this really quick. You've done some amazing work here, but I think it's really important that we can have access to the same sort of information that you've got. Do you have a website or anything that we can do to be able to get all that freedom of information?
Everybody's got one of those little public warning documents, the yellow ones have been handing out. You can contact us there. If you don't get through, CC yourselves in. The reason for that, our communicate, as you can imagine, the reason why I was a secret speaker today is for one reason. If they'd said that I was going to be on the list, you'd get a lot of buzzing from the cops. They've shut it down so many times. They've stopped us in Edinburgh, they've stopped us in Liverpool. As soon as they find out I'm speaking, you can understand why. Because I've just empowered you. I've just given you a number of ways how you can actually do something about this. And they do not want you knowing that at all.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we're coming back at 1 o'clock. So there's a 20-minute break and a big round of applause for Mark Steele. Amazing.